Psychedelic Radio.
This is Relic Radio Sci-Fi, old-time radio, science fiction stories from RelicRadio.com. Welcome back to the show, everyone. We've got more science fiction for you this week. This time from SF-68, South African sci-fi series that aired in 1968. 33 episodes were produced for this show. It aired from March 1st of 68 to October 18th. The episode we're going to hear first aired August 16th. It's titled The Space Cow.
Greenish liquid, the kind of valve ahead, the opening and closing spasmodically.
Can you get through
belt, sir? I'd hate to take the chance. If it closed again, it'd crush the oxygen lines. Wait, I'll try my hypodermic.
What's going on?
The valve's opening. It's closing. Opening. Slowing down. Closing. Opening. Stayed open. I'm going through.
Biotech, the new soap and pre-wash powder, brings you SF-68. Stories which plunge vividly into other worlds, other dimensions, other times. SF-68.
On your furniture with Splid. You simply spray it on and wipe. Splid waxes and polishes instantly as you dust. There's no rubbing required. Give new life to tired-looking furniture with Splid. Look for the push-button aerosol can. Splid, now only 59 cents.
I feel great. You are my sunshine, my...
A moment ago, you had a sticking headache.
That was before I took a grandpa headache powder.
Grandpa headache powders kill pain, soothe strained nerves, and lift depression. Grandpa headache powders work quickly because their famous triple action formula dissolves almost immediately. Get the quickest relief of any pain, all pain. Get Grandpa headache powders.
Ah, Grandpa.
SF-68 presents The Space Cow, adapted for radio by Michael McKay.
Right away.
Huh? What is it, Tom? Where am I supposed to get?
Over to the spaceport. Ship out of control. Almost ran into Phobos coming down. Landed with a crash. They need you at once.
I'm coming.
The other two will be awaiting me.
Sorry. It's an emergency out of the spaceport. Grab my stuff, darling, will you? Ship's crashed. They must need doctors badly to call an unknown like me.
Oh, don't start that again, Larry. Life passed you by. You with a brain that size and you're only a country doctor. I know.
Go and see to the baby. You'll hear it over the spaceport in a minute. Antibiotics needed, adjustable bandages. There's no way of knowing how many have been hurt. I'd better be ready to treat the whole crew. Mater, where's my blasted shoes?
Nothing I can't deal with myself.
But why didn't you telephone me when I was riding over in the bike car? I thought the crash was serious.
The crash was nothing, Doctor. Linton here was excited by our near miss on Phobos. But we've no time for that now. I understand, Dr. Meltzer, that you're a first-class vet.
What? Look, I hope he didn't drag me out of bed to treat a sick dog. I'm not very sentimental about ship pets.
Larry, no pets. Come along, I'll
Doctor
Meltzer. The ship's across the field. It's one of the big ones. We'll have to be quick. Through here, Doctor. The crew are out, a few burns, one broken arm, nothing to worry about. This is what we're worried about.
What the devil? What is it? What's that in there?
For the lack of a better name, we call it a space car. Actually, it doesn't inhabit free space. We picked it up on Canyleed, as a matter of fact. As you can see, it doesn't really resemble a car at all.
I've never seen it. Must be nearly 400 feet.
Nearer 300, actually. About a third of the length of the ship.
Well, is that supposed to be my patient?
That is, Doctor.
Oh, I haven't the slightest idea what the thing's like. How am I supposed to know what's wrong with it? How can I treat it? I've never seen one
before. Wait a minute, before you blow up. The thing's sick. It isn't eating. It hardly moves. It's been getting worse from the time we left Canyonville.
Looks like a perishing dragon. Mouth all of 30 feet wide. Doctor...
We meant to land at Marthopolis and have it treated there. But we overshot the place when something went wrong with our drive. We had to come down here.
But haven't they any doctors to spare from town?
Well, they're no better than you are. And they don't meet the kind of emergencies you do either. That goes for me, too. I'm strictly a curer of Homo sapiens.
Well, what makes you think that I...
We've radioed Earth. We're hoping to get some information soon. Some of their zoo directors...
And... Look, I tell you, I don't know anything about that overgrown hunk of protein, Musgrave.
This should suffice. I gather we'll have to begin almost at once. Pickering reckons the thing's in a bad way.
What? What you've got there, Tom?
A suit for you to wear. You're going down into that animal.
Into that mass of flesh. All right, blazes, I am.
Look, Doctor, it's necessary.
There's plenty we can learn without going down into it.
We want to keep this beast alive for scientific purposes, as well as possible value as a food animal.
There's a test we can make. Plenty of... Well,
Yes, of course. You can take the thing's temperature. But what would that figure mean? What is normal temperature for a space cow? What's the normal blood pressure? All but supposing the wretched thing has blood. What's the normal heartbeat? Has it got blood? Doctor, please.
Yeah, if I go down in that diver suit, the thing's digestive juices might melt the oxygen lines. Blast it, they might dissolve the suit.
The lines on the suit have been tested. They can stand at least half an hour. If they begin to go, you radio up and we pull you out.
I'll help you with the suit, Larry.
Yes, but I... How do I get in anyway?
Knock. Mouth looks at least 40 feet off the ground.
They've constructed a ramp around the other side of the ship. You get up to its mouth around there. No trouble. We've got the low gravity of Mars to thank for that.
This suit was made for a dwarf. Look, what about getting the mouth open? I mean, it's shut. Am I expected to prize it open myself?
Look, Doctor, I don't...
We're going to poke the creature with an electric prod. We tried already. Its mouth opens when we do that.
Oh. Good. I'm glad.
Let's get round to the other side. Come with us, Linton. We'll need your help.
Great hole. Yes, it's open all right. I've got my light down the throat. Slimy. Sort of slippery passage. Makes a turn to one side.
We have got the lines on you, all right? You're okay?
Suppose the jaws constrict up. Look, tell the captain I'm fine with dogs and cats. But...
Okay, we are letting you down. You can tell us when you reach the floor of its stomach. Here goes. In you go.
Hillside. The gallop goes for miles. Must be the beginning of the majestic tract. Beams, all right. Good light.
Dr. Milter, are you safe?
Fine, Tom, fine. Having a wonderful time. Wish you were here.
What's the light in there?
I'm standing in a sort of a pool, a greenish liquid. Fascinating, but I'm not greatly instructed. I've got sample batters. I'll fill them in various places. You can analyze it later.
Lines all right, Larry?
Fine. Walls about 20 feet apart here. There's a... No sign of macroscopic flora or fauna. Hold it. There's a big reddish bump in the wall about 3 feet across. Might be a tumor. I'll just try some tissue from it. There are several of these bumps. Ahead. It's opening and closing spasmodically.
Can you get through, Melter?
I'd hate to take the chance. If it closed again, it would crush the oxygen line. Wait, I'll try my hypodermic.
What's going on?
I've given it a shot. The rhythm's about 2 seconds. Valve opening. It's closing. Opening. Slowing down. Closing. Opening. Yes, yes. It stayed open. I'm going through. There's something alive down here. Very much alive.
There's a gun in the suit. Use it if necessary.
Gun? That would be cruel. How'd you like to have someone shooting up guns inside you? No, I'll use the hypodermic. Like an overgrown tadpole. 2.5 feet long. Might be a parasite or something that lives in symbiosis with it. Oh, it's veered away from me now. Sort of swims in the fluid down here.
Larry? Larry, are you all right?
Major, what are you doing here?
I waited, and then I phoned. They told me. The maid's come over to me with the children. There are lots of ships going by overhead. I wondered...
Ships?
The new services, Doctor. The case has aroused great interest. Don't be surprised if you find yourself famous when you come up.
Never mind that. Have you heard from Earth yet?
No. We heard from the curator of Marsopolis Zoo, though. He's never heard of a space cow and has no suggestions to make.
That's great. Thank him for me. Any photographers or newsmen out there?
Half a dozen.
Fine. Send them down. Take a few pictures.
I don't think they can go down for a while yet, Doctor. Perhaps later.
Oh, why not? I'd like some company down here. And if the beast masks open, surely it'd be a simple matter to... The mouth is open, isn't it?
Don't get upset, Meltzer. You see...
You mean it closed again?
Yes.
In this series of programs, ladies, it's our intention to talk to you about biotech and promote it to you for the laundry. Now, we've made claims that biotechs will get rid of the stubbornest stains just by soaking. I guess they, like others, who feel a bit skeptical about these claims. And so we've been collecting letters from ladies who use biotech just to quote to you from time to time in order to authenticate our advertisement. And a business hotel from Beachford, Sea Point in the Cape, wrote and said that biotech is a very welcome product for the household. Biotech has a unique quality that it does what it claims to do. Mrs. Dove finished by saying, I have proved your claims about biotech and am delighted with the results. And then Mrs. Rita Stewart of Hunt Trader Avenue, Littleton, Transvaal, said, we have tried your biotech for all our children's clothes and also white underclothing, and we're absolutely amazed at the change in their appearance. And I can assure you, said Mrs. Stewart, that I will be a regular user of biotech. So buy biotech for yourself and your laundry.
Why? How did it close?
The creature must have adapted itself to the effects of the shock. We thought of sending down a photographer, but when we tried to get the mouth open for him, we couldn't. We still can't. But don't worry. We'll find a way of getting you out.
But the oxygen...
The lines are strong and the mouth isn't closed tight enough to pinch them. You can still breathe, all right, can't you?
Well, now that I think of it, I can. Thanks for telling me. I feel like Jonah in his whale. Now, what happens if my suit starts to dissolve?
We'll pull you out. We'll think of something to get the mouth open. Just don't get caught behind that valve.
Thanks for the advice. I don't know what I'd do without it, Doctor. What the blazes can be wrong with this great lump of... more of the purple thing. Maybe they're the cause of the thing's trouble. They're parasites and they're making it sick. On the other hand, it might just as well be that they're necessary to this creature's health. Down here in a world I know nothing about, everything is just a shot in the dark. I'm pressing on. The passage, or whatever it is narrowing slightly. Blind alley. Can't go any further.
Everything all right, Larry?
Beautiful. Had a most interesting tour. Have you got this thing's mouth open yet?
We're still working on it.
Well, use anything. For pity's sake, get it open. I'm coming back. I can't find anything apart from the lump back in the stomach and the tadpole thing. Both could be the cause of the thing's poor health. But who can tell?
Larry, are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine.
Out here. They're sending pictures everywhere to Earth. See, they want you on television and everything. And you said this morning about being only a country doctor. You're going to be famous now. They say this is the only animal of its kind ever discovered. And And of course, you're the only person who ever went down inside one.
And I'll probably be the only person who ever got eaten by one, too.
Larry.
No, it's all right, all right. Ask Dr. Musgrave to speak, will you? See you in a little while, darling. How are you getting on with the mask business?
Larry, there's a big machine thing.
We'll have the mouth open soon. Don't worry. Where are you now?
I'm coming up to the valve again. There's a whole shoal of these tadpole things.
They're not attacking you, are they?
Not yet. I feel fine. Just a bit short of breath. A bit hungry, too. I wonder what this thing would taste like raw. Good grief.
What's the matter?
The valve I paralyzed, it's working again.
Opening and closing?
Yes. And every time it closes, it squeezes the fuel. That's why I feel short of breath. I've got to get out of here.
Have you got enough drug left to paralyze the valve again?
No. No, keep quiet a minute. Let me think. A rhythm 2 seconds. About. Could dive through, but no way to take off from. All too slippery. And if I misjudged it, I'd get caught in the valve close again. My plates are getting tugged out. I'm sweating and I can't even wipe it away. Think, Master, think. The tadpoles. They're coming. Get out of it. Get away and... I'm all right. I thought these little tadpole efforts were going to attack, that's all.
What? You all right?
I'm alive. Listen, I'm going to try and get through the valve. One of the tadpoles did it, and the valve opened a lot wider to let it through. It just sort of whizzed up and over and through.
How do you plan to get through then?
I'll grab one of the things by the tail and go through with it. Well, they're supposed to be caught. I'll have to jump through after one of them. Stand by.
Careful, Doctor.
Careful. Careful. Now, here goes. Here comes one now. Swimming. Up. I'm following, Musgrave. Hey! Get it. I'm okay now. Not a tumor thing. Throbbing. Well, I may as well slice into it, see what I can find.
Come on up now, Doctor. Please, up now.
Yes. Yes, yes. Incision here. The tadpole things. So that's where they came from. Out of the tumors. There it goes. Back into the deeper stomach. Back through the valve. Doctor, what's happening?
They're trying to pry the valve open. The thing doesn't like it very much.
Well, stop. It's giving me a beating in here. Try another electric shock. Just wait till I get near the upper part of the gullet. My light's getting dim. The oxygen lines don't look the same as they did. Not so clear. I think they're weakening, Musgrave. Oh, it's getting slippery. Doctor, I'm climbing the throat now.
Shall we try try the sharp electric shock.
Go ahead.
Leak. Oxygen's leaking. Not much time. The green liquid I've been wading through, it'll contain hormones, enzymes, antibiotics, biological chemicals of all kinds. Some of the tissues will be adapted to and some not. Those that haven't adapted would react violently. If I injected this animal's throat lining with a hypofill of the stuff. Doctor, hold on. I'm going to try something. Now just wait. Nice and full.
Green muck.
Now, to stuff it in the throat wall. You cause this creature to cough or sneeze or something. Or to make it.
As you talked came out too. How did you manage to...
Never mind that. How's the patient?
What? Oh, doing fine, as a matter of fact. Seems somehow to have recovered.
Darling, thank you.
How many of the tadpoles came out with me?
About six. We're keeping them in the same low-oxygen atmosphere. We decided that if they are parasites...
They're not
then...
parasites. They're the young.
What?
The young. You take care of them, they'll eventually grow as big as the mother monster. Your space cow wasn't ill. It was merely gravid.
Gravid?
Gravid?
Pregnant. Having babies. With children. Or in this case, with space cowlet.
I know what it means. But that was the digestive tract you were down.
So? All animals aren't born the same way, are they?
You did a good job. Look, would you like to take care of this beast permanently?
To go down inside that monster again? Oh, no, thanks. From now on, I treat nothing but small monsters. Sheep, cows, and human beings. Who let these animals in? They're worse than the ones I met down in the space cows inside.
Be nice to them, dear. They're turning you into a great man.
Hello, over there.
Before you go, I want to say, ladies, a little bit more about Biotex, the amazing new washing product now on the market. You've heard what people all over the country are saying about Biotex. They're saying it is different to any washing product they've ever used before. With amazing new Biotex, the stubbornest stains will vanish. Yes, vanish. Clean away. Just by soaking your laundry overnight in cold water, or for an hour or two in warm water, or by pre-washing it quickly in your washing machine. So, get amazing new Biotex today.
Clean, clean, everything soon will be clean, clean, for all the world to see. Soak, soak, stand away easily when you use new Biotex.
You have just been
listening to The Space Cow, which was based upon William Morrison's Country Doctor. The program was brought to you by Biotex, the new soak and pre-wash powder.
Listen again next Friday night at 9:30 to SF68.
It's going to do it for the show this week. There's more old-time radio at relicradio.com. You'll find this show and all the others. Got a little something from every variety there waiting for you if you want to check out some other old-time radio You'll also find links to our forum, Shoutcast stream, and everything else Relic Radio has going on. You can email me, relicradio@gmail.com. Follow this and all the shows on Twitter at twitter.com/relicradio. Thanks for joining me today. I'll be back next Monday with a brand new episode of Relic Radio Science Fiction.